Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from beingcatholic.com.au. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life, and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.beingcatholic.com.au and add your comments to a recent story or share a link with your friends. It's our aim to build a dynamic global community of information and encouragement through the Being Catholic website, and your support by simply passing on the web address to others is crucial. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from beingcatholic.com.au.
Hi there, Jonathan Doyle at Being Catholic. Great to have another opportunity to speak to you personally. Did the first podcast last week and it was just amazing. Like huge numbers of people subscribing to the podcast, and you've already obviously subscribed. Great to have you on board. It's just an exciting time to realize the importance of the work that you're doing, either as a Catholic educator, leader, or parent, and the fact that there's so much that we can do. It's a fascinating time in our culture, but it's always a time that the voice of the church needs to be back out there amongst it, back out there in the lives of young people, making a difference. So this week, what I wanted to do is just share with you some very simple insights from some of the staff professional development seminars that I do. So I've been working with staff now for many years, running different sorts of programs on Catholic identity and Catholic education and working with young people. And I wanted to share with you today one sort of piece of information that's had a big impact on me over the years, and I've shared it with lots of staff. And it comes from a lecture. It comes from a Carl J. Peter lecture given to the Pontifical North American College in 2008. By a guy called Augustine de Noia, who was a very senior figure in the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And he just said some stuff in his lecture that's just solid gold. And I wanted to share it with you because it'll just resonate with the work that you're doing in the classroom or in leadership or even with your own kids. And listen to some of these points. I'm going to spin through them. The three main points, and they're quite powerful. So I want you to listen to these in terms of the work that you're currently doing. Here's the first one. He said, if the church wants to reach young people today, it must avoid the temptation to fudge on core Catholic beliefs in an attempt to make them more agreeable to contemporary tastes. We're always called for treasures new and old and to read the signs of the time. And if you look at St. Paul, especially in Acts, I mean, he was always trying to tailor his message to reach people passionately for the gospel. So we always want to be doing that. But I think what he's getting at in this lecture is he's saying, friends, you can only go so far in sort of watering down the core message before the core message really becomes kind of essentially useless. And I really want to suggest that what happens with young people is if we stand there in front of them and we kind of give them this sort of bland kind of, here's just our opinion and we hope you might possibly be, you know, interested. You know as well as I do, that is not going to have an impact on young people. You know, I remember the very first student seminar we did, you know, almost 10 years ago. And we've now done seminars for close to 250,000 people. And I remember finishing this first seminar in a major city. And I remember a staff member coming up to me at the end of the day, and he just sort of said offhand, he said, well, you know, that was a good day. He said, but it's important to remember that this is just our way, you know, this is just a way, and there's different ways. And, you know, looking back all these years, I'm just thinking, we'd stood there for a whole day giving a passionate, compelling presentation of the church's position on a whole bunch of great stuff. The kids had a fantastic day. And here was a staff member going, well, you know, this is just one choice among all sorts of different choices. Now, there's very deep roots to this. I mean, for those of you with a postgrad background, this goes back to stuff like, you know, Friedrich Nietzsche's perspectivism, which has had a massive impact on our culture. You know, this idea that there is no objective truth, that it's just your perspective and my perspective, and it's just the viewpoint that you're looking at. Friends, that's a lovely undergraduate, you know, sort of theory you can kick around with over a few drinks, but it's a pretty lousy way to run a society if every single viewpoint is as valid as the next one. And this is contentious, isn't it? This goes right to the heart of this moment in postmodern culture. But a lot of sociological stuff suggests that the more you water down a message, it's not as if the kids are going to go, well, you know, that's compelling. They're just going to turn off. They're going to go, well, look, if you don't believe it, why should we? And this leads into his next point where he says, here's the direct quote again in his next point in this lecture. He says, no one in his or her right mind will be interested in a faith about which its exponents seem too embarrassed to communicate forthrightly. That's powerful. Again, that's that basic sociological premise, that if kids sense that we're kind of embarrassed or unsure, have no idea what we believe, then why would they possibly be interested in engaging with us? And it's not just people like, you know, you might listen to this and say, well, this is somebody from the congregation of the doctrine of the faith, and they're just saying this and they're telling us what to think. And, you know, look at somebody like Dr. Timothy Keller. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, but he runs a huge church in downtown Manhattan. It's a Lutheran church. And he's having a massive impact. And he has 6,000 people in his congregation. And his congregation is primarily lawyers and stockbrokers, highly educated, 30-somethings. And he's had a huge impact by just going, no, we have to communicate with these people directly. We can't just hide from their questions, and, you know, they're caught up in this great, you know, moment of the advent of science and so much that's affected our thinking. So he's gone, let's address these questions. So his book, you know, The Reason for God, Belief in an Age of Skepticism, was really refreshing to read, because he's like, well, we're not going to get anywhere by not engaging with kids' questions. We're not going to get anywhere by just presenting one offer among a vast number of offers. You know, if we're too embarrassed to talk about it, the kids are not going to be remotely interested. That means our kids in our own homes. I mean, I'm a father of three young children, and if I'm not sort of witnessing and passionate about my own Catholic faith, well, how could I possibly expect my son to one day want to walk in my footsteps? I mean, he needs to see a man that is passionate about his faith, passionate about the church. I've got to model that for him. So friends, that's the second premise. Once again, here's the quote: no one in his or her right mind will be interested in a faith about which its exponents seem too embarrassed to communicate forthrightly. And the final one that I want to give you was, he just says this, here's the direct quote: young people need to know that the church rejects a culture of legalism in theology, and that Catholic teachings are aimed at primarily fostering virtue, not instilling obedience. The church's moral teachings are designed to lead the person to goodness and happiness. Now, I've always made you a promise that the podcast will be short, but I could go for hours on that. You know, isn't this idea that, you know, often when I walk into a seminar, sometimes with staff, there's this idea that the church is, you know, dogmatic and makes everybody do everything. I say, well, how does it do that? I mean, the church doesn't come to your house, does it? I mean, it's not as if they can... I say, the Catholic Church can't make anybody do anything. Oh, well, it makes us feel guilty. I'm going, well, okay. We need to read a little bit of Freud about that. I mean, you look at Freud's book, Civilization and Its Discontents, and you can start to see where some of that stuff came from. Friends, the church isn't perfect. I mean, John Paul II himself has asked for forgiveness for the church's sins throughout history. But John Paul II also said something else. The church proposes. The church proposes. She never imposes. You know, this idea that, you know, we got to get our young people to realize that, friends, the church isn't about this saying, don't move in with your boyfriend or girlfriend, don't do this till you're married. Or the church isn't saying that. What we're trying to tell kids is, you know, if we walk in these things that have been tried and tested over thousands of years, that it will lead to virtue. And, you know, Aristotle knew that, and in Plato, virtue will lead us to happiness. One of the things we want to do with kids is say, look, it's not about rules and legalism. It's about, you know, living a certain kind of life that will lead us to be fully human, fully alive, both in the temporal sense, in the spiritual sense. So, friends, summary, you can hear the passion in my voice. You know, I just, once I get a roll on this stuff, I just want to keep going. But let's get out of the bunker mentality. Let's, you know, whatever it takes. Well, you know, here at Being Catholic, we keep trying to resource you and give you great stuff. But this is not a time for us to be hiding in the trenches. You know, this is a time for us to step forward, to resource ourselves, to learn, to study, and to take this great good news to young people. Because it's a difficult time in their lives, and we have so much to offer. If you're interested in any actual seminars, make sure you just reply to one of the emails I've sent you. We're about to launch a whole new seminar program for staff, some really high-end stuff involving a whole bunch of different components. And we'd love to work with your school on some great Catholic identity stuff and some of the stuff I'm talking about here. So there you go. Have a great week. Thank you for the work you do in the service of Catholic education, whether you're, you know, you feel like you're a, you know, brand new teacher, or you've been there for 20 years, or you're a principal, or you're a parent. Thank you for the work you do, and thank you for tuning into the Being Catholic podcast. I'm Jonathan Doyle, and I look forward to speaking to you personally next week.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at beingcatholic.com.au. We hope you can take a moment to recommend this message to friends, family, and colleagues by encouraging them to visit the website at www.beingcatholic.com.au. New content is being added all the time, and we look forward to welcoming you back in the time ahead.